The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, every week it seems that we hear about new diets or ways of eating that are better for our health, new ways to eat that might mean we live longer and healthier lives. But with all of this constant information, how do we know what's really good for us? Well, Shelley Gray, dietitian, is here with me now. Hello, Shelley.
Good morning.
And we always have this, don't we? New things that come along, new fads that we're told that's the only way you're to eat now and never mind anything else.
And the thing is, as you say, there's always been fads, but like 2 decades ago, we had to buy a magazine or we had to intently like tune into the radio to hear about them. But now we just look on our phone and we're bombarded with them. Mm-hmm. So I think they're just everywhere. You have unqualified people giving information. And the truth is with fad diets, they're called fad diets for a reason. They're really hard to stick to. They tend to be really restrictive, really strict rules around eating. And yeah, you might see benefits for a couple of weeks, but then people just give up. So they're no good and start.
So a while ago, probably 15, 20 years ago, carbs were an absolute crime. Nobody touched a potato or a piece of bread. Now everybody is hunting down fibre.
Fibre, protein, low fat, low carb. We go through them all. And boringly, like what constitutes a healthy diet, Claire, has not changed. Like I'm 18 years a dietitian now. And when I was in college, what actually constitutes a healthy diet has not changed. So people just kind of grasp onto one thing and hyper focus on it. When what we should be doing is just focusing on the overall quality of our diet. And if we were to look at one particular diet, it would be the Mediterranean diet. It has stood the test of time with regards to the health benefits. Now, the Mediterranean diet, we call it a diet, but actually it's more of a long-term pattern of eating. And I'm sure many people have heard of it. It's based on the traditional foods that you eat in Greece, in Italy, in Spain, your kind of typical olive oil regions. And why we love it so much is because since the 60s, the research has been quite consistent in that people who follow this really easy Mediterranean diet have lower levels of heart disease, of stroke, of type 2 diabetes, even certain cancers, lower risk of dementia, Alzheimer's disease as well. And one of the key elements is that it's really easy to stick to because it's really pleasurable. The food is delicious. Like if you ever go on your holidays to Italy or Greece, you will get a salad that is dripping in oil, but it's really tasty. It's seasoned. And, you know, they're not counting calories. They're just looking at the overall quality of the food.
And there's lots of colour in there as well, isn't
there? So much colour. And that is the basis of the diet. It is a plant-based diet with a healthy, kind of an emphasis on healthy fats. So it's not a low-fat diet. They're just replacing the less healthy saturated fat with mono and polyunsaturated fat from your olive oil in particular. Mm-hmm. But as you mentioned, the colour is amazing. So that is the bulk of their plate is going to be their fruits and their vegetables. The more colour, the better, because each of those colours are different pigments that are these kind of bioactive compounds that have lovely antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects in our body. And that's ultimately what's going to reduce your risk of heart disease, of stroke, et cetera, et cetera. And particularly, actually, purple foods. So purple foods like, think your blueberries, your blackberries, your red cabbage, your aubergine, all that kind of deep purple, even your red grapes, they contain a pigment. They're called anthocyanins. And anthocyanins are really well-known potent antioxidant, again, that can have that anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effect. And there has been research, a big trial actually last year, to show that people who eat more of these foods, so purple foods, it reminds me of the episode of The Simpsons when Homer Simpson says purple is a food. But people who eat these foods, they have better cognitive outcomes in terms of, you know, better memory, better processing, better verbal fluency as well. So when you go into your supermarket and you see all the fresh food and vegetables, just grab a load of colours, but particularly grab the purple foods.
Purple.
As well.
So if you were going to invest time in the Mediterranean diet, is it, and you're busy and you're working all week, is it a thing that maybe on a Sunday you chop up all of your veg, you put it in containers into the fridge for the week, and then you're sort of making salads from that collection of chopped up stuff for your lunch, for example.
That is a great idea. Yeah, if you are that organized. I'm not that organized.
No, I'm not either, but I'm aspiring to be that person.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely. And it's not just your fruit and vegetables as well. Because it is a plant-based diet, they're relying on beans. And having tins of beans in your cupboard is probably one of the best things you can do. So like butter beans, cannellini beans, kidney beans, even your chickpeas and your lentils. So really convenient, super, super cheap. But they're given that protein and they're also given the fiber, the vitamins and the minerals as well. Mm-hmm. Choosing whole grains. So another really easy swap. So like, you know, avoiding the kind of white, sugary carbohydrates, choosing whole grain bread, whole grain pasta, you know, putting quinoa and barley and millet into the salads. Like that's what they do as well, to get the whole grains in. And we know whole grains are heart healthy. They eat fish regularly. So your fatty fish like salmon, trout, your tins of sardines even, your mackerel, really good for those omega-3 fatty acids, again, for the brain and for the heart. But probably one of the stars of the show of the Mediterranean diet, I mentioned it before, is the olive oil. Now, olive oil is really interesting because from a fat point of view, it's rich in your monounsaturated fatty acids. So particularly a fatty acid called oleic acid, which we know really good for the heart, really good for reducing your LDL cholesterol, your bad cholesterol, and increasing your good cholesterol. But really interestingly, it contains a polyphenol. So these are your plant defense chemicals. It contains a particular polyphenol called oleocanthal. Now, if you ever take a shot, Claire, of olive oil, you might find it's really peppery at the back of your throat. Kind of, you might cough because it's really tickly. Mm-hmm. That is a really good sign. So that's a sign that's high in these antioxidant and anti-inflammatory polyphenols like oleocanthal, which actually has the same kind of structure and effect that ibuprofen has in the body. So it has that anti-inflammatory effect. So you can imagine people in the Mediterranean region, they are consuming liberally like olive oil on a daily basis.
Are they taking shots of it?
I don't think they're taking shots of it, but they're not. Some people
I'm just wondering, is this something that we have to do
no,
now?
No. Some people actually do, but you don't have to do it.
Can you have too much of it?
Well, this is the thing. When you look at the randomized control trials, they, you know, it's obviously tightly controlled because it's a study and they're taking maybe about 4 tablespoons per day. But I can't imagine the people in the Mediterranean measuring it out. Like they're just whacking it on. Mm-hmm. And you would think, okay, oil is fat. Fat is calorific. They must be gaining weight. But again, when you look at the research, there's no risk of increased weight gain with these people, which comes back to our original point with fad diets and everything and hyper-focusing on a nutrient. There's no point in focusing on how much fat, how much protein is in your diet. Just focus on the overall quality, getting a variety of foods in there, and the rest falls into place.
Yeah, there's just so much about, I'm glad you mentioned protein earlier when we talk about fads, because there's so much processed food now that you can buy in the supermarket that has protein stuck on the front of it.
Yeah.
So, it, you know, you're tempted to bring it home.
Yeah. No, they're not concerned about their protein intake at all. And in fact, like red meat and processed meat, like they would eat red meat maybe once or twice a month, whereas in Ireland, it might be once or twice a week.
At least.
It's kind of minimal. Yeah. And then the processed meat's definitely kind of off the cards.
Mm. What about chicken?
Chicken, yes, these actually chicken, dairy, poultry on a moderate basis as well. But the main protein would be their fatty fish and their beans, the legumes, which are really, really good for us.
So a Mediterranean diet, what does breakfast look like on a Mediterranean diet?
Yeah. So it depends, actually, because you go to these countries and it could be like more of a savory breakfast, like they could be having like cheese and salads and things. Or indeed, you could have Greek yogurt and berries and nuts. But you don't have to go away. Like if you're like listening at home, like obviously porridge is a big thing in Ireland and porridge is a whole grain. So that's still really, really good. So we can adapt the Mediterranean diet to the Irish diet. And we're an island region as well. So we can eat our oily fish and our whole grains. And yeah, we can basically do the Irish Mediterranean diet.
So have a healthy diet that is delicious and not restricted. Yeah. This is great.
This is great news.
Great.
Don't torture yourself. Life is too short to be on a restrictive diet.
Shelley, thank you so much for coming
in.
That's dietitian Shelley Gray. And keep the messages coming in. Our WhatsApp number is 087 1400 106.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.